home, and Christmas. Were there ever two words that brought so many images to mind? For each of us, there is that one special Christmas that stands out above the rest. It may have been the first year that you woke up to a real white Christmas. For some, it may have been the time you first realized the joy of giving. For others, it may be when you first recognized the baby in the manger as your personal Lord and Savior. Almost always, these images have a way of calling our hearts toward home.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." About this time, Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor, decreed that a census be taken throughout the nation. Everyone was required to return to his ancestral home for this registration. And because Joseph was a member of the royal line, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, King David's ancient home.
Thank you.
Herod called the Magi and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was born.